Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Coming up, Browns at mandatory minicamp. Still on the practice field in Berea. At least that's the word. So when they're not, they will be stepping up to podiums and they will be chatting, and we'll hear those right here on 92.3 The Fan. Tell me this one, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Darius Garland has a big toe injury. We knew that.
Sergeant Alka, baby.
Kept him out of some things. We knew that, right?
Yep.
And so then all of a sudden, he has surgery yesterday. That pops up.
Yep.
And the time frame says he'll be ready for normal basketball activities, you know, the start of training camp. But then the time frame said like 4 to 5 months. And if you do the math on that, and then reports coming out that he could miss 10 games or so to start the regular season. Does that catch you all by surprise?
No.
We knew he had the injury.
Yes. And I also heard a lot of people that were like, he shouldn't be, or he, why isn't he playing? He's dressed. I see him on the bench. He's smiling. I mean, I heard the afternoon show did this too yesterday. I agreed with every word they were saying. Like, I just because a guy's on the bench doesn't mean he can play necessarily. And sometimes rest is good when you get into a situation like that. I'm not saying rest during the playoffs. I think it's different than it is during the regular season. And I'm sure the Cavaliers know that. And they would have liked to have had him out on the floor. But no one wants to give anybody an inch when it comes to actually being injured enough. He had to have surgery on the thing. Okay? Probably pretty bad if you had to have surgery on it and probably couldn't have played. And does anyone not remember, like, what was it, the last game? He couldn't even really move down the floor. And I was screaming at the TV to get him out of the game because he couldn't run.
Yeah, it wasn't very effective.
Why would we? I don't care how good you are. If you can't run, you can't play. And you're killing the other four guys on the team when they suddenly are on a penalty kill, 5-on-4. Like, why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense. The guy was injured, and now all of a sudden we want to talk about, well, we got to trade him. You know, if they get hot against Indiana, are you saying the same thing? I got it. They got knocked out after the second round. I understand it. Nobody wanted it. It sucks, right? We're watching Indiana play really good basketball, although in game two of the NBA Finals, they weren't as good as they were in game one to be able to win that game. I get it. I understand it. But can we? I just think it's a total overreaction. And by the way, if they do trade him, has anyone not listened to Jeff for the last 3 years on this thing? And, you know, I just like Jeff has said this constantly. It's not the player. It's not the last name on the end of the on the back of the jersey.
He's a hell of a player.
It's the psychology and the philosophy of the scheme they're trying to run.
And the fit. Of what you have on the roster.
I was trying to make it a little more impressive.
Yeah. Tim Bontemps is the NBA senior writer for ESPN and does a good job. He was on the morning show today. And the boys talked to him about Darius Garland, Dano. And this is what Bontemps had to say.
at least for next year, I think it's reasonable to go into the season and say, if our core guys are healthy, we think we can go toe-to-toe with Indiana or anybody else in the East. And I think the better question is, you know, when you mention the second apron, do you want to pay Ty Jerome the full mid-level for a few years? Do you want to bring back Sam Merrill for, you know, something approaching $10 million for a few years? I think for this Cavs team, the questions are going to be more around those supporting pieces and how they fit and who should those pieces be and what should they do, rather than what are you going to do with the top four guys on the roster for a whole host of reasons. But I think the biggest one being they won 64 games.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gentlemen, we now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Through and a bunch of NFL mandatory meetings that we're trying to knock out in this camp, and then back out here tomorrow, but really pleased with the work that the guys put forth today. With that, I'll take any questions.
Kevin, the kind of the modified 7-on-7 that you got going on there with the offensive line, and what's kind of the process that you're trying to, what's the accomplishment thing you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I think with 7-on-7, you're always looking for ways to get that as close to a team drill without making it an 11-on-11, which you certainly can do. It's harder to do that in the way the rules are written in the offseason program. So when you do 7-on-7, you've seen some teams walk out there with bags or tennis rackets or something. So this is something that we're trying to do, is put our offensive line out there, let our other offensive linemen run games and stunts so they're still working their blitz pickup, and the quarterbacks get to feel the pocket, get to feel what that's like.
Are you trying to get as many reps to the three new quarterbacks as you can before you get to training camp? I'm excluding Flacco because his reps were really reduced
today. Right. Yeah, just being, try to be intentional about everything, Tony. And certainly Joe had fewer reps today. That's obviously on purpose. And just trying to find out, get as much of an evaluation on the guys as we can.
It looked like Dylan obviously went first in your first set of 11-on-11s. And it looks like, I don't know, it looked very efficient, like the lights are really starting to come on.
Yeah, I'm pleased with all the young guys, Mary Kay, and their development. There's a lot that goes into this, and these guys work extremely hard. It's something that I would say each position, we're asking them to do something that is a little bit different than what they did in college. And certainly at the quarterback position, there's a lot that goes into it. These guys are all well coached when we get them, but there's things in the NFL game, just the rules are different in some areas. So I think all these guys are making really good progress.
Kevin, this is the first time we've seen Deontay Johnson out there. What are your impressions on him?
Yeah, Deontay, you know, doing a nice job, obviously getting up to speed with terminology and those type of things, and I think we'll just continue to work, but it's good to have him out here.
In terms of your play action passing game, how do you think the two rookies are adapting to it?
Yeah, I would say for us, Tony, from a system, we want to be able to do, to get under center and run play action, be in the gun and run play action, be in the pistol. I mean, we don't want to limit ourselves in any way. I think the quarterbacks as a group are all capable of doing all of that. I think that's the really fun part with this group of quarterbacks. They can kind of do it all. It's I think it's an impressive group across the board, but I don't think there's a desire to, you have to do this or you have to do that.
Gabriel did much of it at Oregon?
I don't think anybody's done much of it in the college game. I was at a high school camp last night. Coach Lombardo and the St. Edward Eagles had their quarterback camp for young kids, and I went over to see Coach Lombardo, and he was teaching under center. And he said, how many of you guys are under center in grade school? And not very many hands went up. So I think as we get them out of high school, out of college, there's just, you know, fewer reps of those going around. So not many guys come in the league with under center.
What about Miles? How nice to see Miles in the house and just looks like he's obviously in great shape and has worked hard.
Yeah, good to have Miles in the building, obviously being around his teammates. And as you can imagine, is in great shape. And, you know, it's good for us to just see where these guys are, get some work in, and obviously expose them to some of the different nuances to what we're doing.
How important just are the conversations between the quarterbacks themselves to getting, you know, not just the rookies on, you know, up to, but even the, you know, a guy like Joe, you know, on the same team?
Yeah, I've told you guys before, and this is the truth, and it's true today even. I thought the discussion that occurs in the quarterback room is outstanding. It's fun. It's high level discussion. It's new for the two young guys, but to hear the experiences of Joe, Kenny, Deshaun, I think it's an impressive thing for those young guys to absorb. And there's a lot of different stories that we hear of the guys, and we have different reps from their careers that they can talk through, but all of that is just invaluable for a young quarterback.
Would Tillman Woods be able to do anything this week?
We'll see. Yeah, they're working hard. They're getting close.
What does that mean for your young guys?
Yeah, more reps. Yeah, more reps for those guys, and we've asked a lot of them. They've done a great job. They work extremely hard. Coach O'Shea, Coach Bravo Brown are working hard with those guys to get them up to speed.
Hey, Kevin, you've always been such a Nick Chubb fan. So did you just comment on him getting this chance with Texas?
Yeah, obviously, you know, excited for Nick. I haven't talked to him yet, but reached out to him. You know, he's you guys know how I feel about him. He's a huge part of our success here, a huge part of this franchise. So we wish him luck, and, you know, it's something that we'll obviously stay in touch with him throughout this year.
When's the last time you did talk to Chubb?
Over in the offseason at some point. Yeah.
Kevin, you mentioned with the veteran quarterbacks, including Deshaun, how involved is he in those meetings behind the scenes, and what do the young guys get out of his presence?
Yeah, that's the value we have, and veterans in that room. Deshaun's, as you guys know, not practicing, but he's rehabbing, attacking his rehab, and, you know, being a resource for young players, which I think is a great message about being a great teammate, being available to all your young players, young and old, being available to your teammates.
And what do you think he gets out of being here in the Big?
Yeah, I would hope any player that's here, whether they're rehabbing or, you know, practicing, whatever it is, I think there's value in being around your teammates.
Hey, Kevin, we were talking about modifying 7-on-7 a little bit to help the quarterbacks feel the pocket. I imagine that's an effort to try to help them play on time. Is that accurate?
I'd say it's all of the above, Nate. I'd say it's playing on time. It's under spatial awareness. It's feeling where the guard's going to be, feeling where the tackles are going to be. It's finding lanes to throw. When you have a shallow cross coming from left to right, you have to find that lane in the B gap, the C gap, as it moves across. So it's just trying to give them a little bit more of a visual. I've been exposed to people have done it 1,000 different ways. But this is just one way that we feel like is valuable. And it's also valuable for our offensive line because they can work their stunts and games during that time.
When it comes to, like,
couple, you know, more
that position, going through the progressions the way you want, mm-hmm. getting rid of it mm-hmm. when you want, how hard is that?
Well, I think it's the bedrock of being efficient on offense is getting through progressions on time and accurately, obviously, once the ball comes out. But being able to get through a progression is not as easy as it sounds. Your eyes are studying the defenders and seeing what they're doing. And then ultimately you're listening to your feet, to quote an old Gary Kubiak line. I mean, you have a prescribed drop for a play, and that drop and those hitches will take you where the ball is supposed to go. So whenever you do 7-on-7, you know, naturally that's an advantage offensive drill because there's no pass rush, but you want the quarterbacks to put themselves in the game as much as they can and stay true to their feet, stay true to their progression.
Kevin, Joel last week was talking about increased toughness feeling like there's increased toughness, emphasis on that. How much has there been a topic of conversation, not just with the offensive line, but across the board, you know, increasing toughness, you know, building that up a little bit?
Well, I think the easy part is to talk about it. That's the easy part you can do. I think the hard part is making sure that we have, you know, players, coaches, are we're putting them through a program that is callousing up our bodies, our minds. So the work is hard, but the easy part would be to talk about it.
Good.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. Press conference is on the Fan, brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose, click, cruise at montrosekia.com. Players coming up from Berea. Myles Garrett in mandatory minicamp. Maybe he'll be one of them. We heard about quarterback talk. More player sound coming up in just a second right here. Press conferences on Baskin and Phelps.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.